Thanks, band. I hope you dance. Isn't that something we want for ourselves and for each other, to have that joyous feeling of kicking up our heels? Well, maybe not Lawrence, who told me a few years ago, I don't dance. And I said, oh, you haven't danced yet. Stay tuned, I'm biding my time. But how is it that we can keep our sense of wonder? How is it that we cannot fear those obstacles, those mountains in the distance? How is it that we don't take the path of least resistance? It's through our use of will. It's through our use of our personal power of will. And of course, that's our power this month. You see, of all the 12 powers, the power of will is our executive power. What does that mean? Will is the CEO. Will makes the final decisions. Will is where it's at. You all know, you've all been willful many times. Will decides the expressions of the other powers. Think about it. We decide on a moment-by-moment basis, will I be loving or not? Sometimes we just can't make ourselves do it, even though we know we should. Will decides. Will decides if we can come up with some zeal to lift the atmosphere when we ourselves feel very down and tired. It's a will decision. Well, we've seen some major personal will decisions very recently in the world of sports, right? From the Tokyo Olympics, our USA superstar gymnast and defending champion, Olympic champion, 24-year-old Simone Biles, withdrew from the all-women competition. She withdrew. Why? For self-care. And then in European sports, in the 2021 Euro tournament of women's beach handball, the Norwegian team took a big risk, a big willful judgment, discernment, to say they will not play in bikini shorts, or the lack thereof. And that set every airwave of Twitter, because they were pointing out the disparity in the clothing rules of the International Handball Federation for men's and women's teams. You see, will can have an impact on a personal basis. It can have an impact on a team, a group. It can have an impact on the world. So on a day-to-day basis, you know, we're not in that category, most of us, but we make decisions moment by moment, day by day. And that's what I want to reinforce with you today, being aware. Some of your willful decisions, some of your willing decisions, just apply to you. How you're going to act, how you're going to behave, what choices about your future are you going to make, what choices about self-care. Other ones impact your so-called team, the people you work with, the people you live with, your neighbors, your community. So we have all kinds of choices, but will is the executive power. And in the book I used during the meditation, Adventures in Resilience, the author is Reverend Sharon Connors. And she talks about watching a golfer out the window, watching this golfer prepare for his shot down the fairway, and the concentration, the focus, the attention to the stance, the attention to the placement of the club, and then zooming that ball straight down the fairway. And here's what she had to say. As I watched this ritual, I thought, what loving care, what disciplined practice, what clear intention. What a well-trained will. I also thought it was excellent advice for my own will to see the practice it takes to play the game of life by divine instruction. What it takes to practice restraint of tongue and pen, and I would add to that, fingers on the keyboard. To take the lemons that life serves up and make lemonade. You see, disciplined practice is for each and every one of us, from the greatest of all athletes right down to us. Are we willing to take divine instruction? Now, you know that the great, whether it's great athletes or great leaders of any kind who are well respected and well thought of for their decision making and their leadership skills, most of that doesn't happen by accident. They've taken some courses, management training. Employees, those of you who work in a corporation, may have taken diversity training, employee workshops. It's all having to do with taking instruction, right? To have a peaceful, harmonious life, if we incorporate those ideas of practice into our personal practice of managing our own department in our own mind, then we'll dance through life a little bit better. So I'd ask you this morning to think of yourself, all of your mind activity, your behaviors driven by that mind activity. Think of yourself as a corporation. Let's say you just inherited it. You didn't plan for it. You just woke up and you have this corporation. And it's pretty important. And there are 12 departments. And each of those departments has a leader. Some of them are stronger than others. Some of them are more vocal than others. Some of your department leaders are quite reticent to speak up and do anything. But in all your departments, your office is in the department of will, because you're the CEO. Now, in this department of will, you have control of the business meetings, and you leave an open mic for all of these departments to say their piece. Some are real complainers, some are real vocal, some even give praise. Can you think about your mind as a business with all that chatter going on every day as you hold your business meetings, as you sit at a traffic light and you're getting impatient? What are those departments saying? When you have a big decision coming up, when you're not feeling well, what are all your 12 departments talking about? Well, divine instruction comes in many forms. Some of it just comes naturally. When you think about every business that you've ever worked in or observed, there are some great ones and there are some horrible ones. And some of the great ones are those who have taken some sort of instruction. Maybe some of you are consultants, you're coaches. You help people learn how to make mature and wise decisions. Maybe the family you grew up in had behaviors that worked well, peaceable, understanding, loving, and maybe they didn't. And maybe your community was such that gave you confidence, and maybe it didn't. But no matter who you are, you're in charge of your corporation, and I hate to tell you, but looking out at the ages we are and knowing the ages of those of you tuned in today, you all have made the decisions that brought you to this very point right now. Yes, on our national stage, we are very used to now our leaders. Some of them just can't face responsibility for their own actions. They will blame, they will defend this, that, and the other, and I'm not saying one party over the other, it's all of them. As we see the mature people in our life that could be mentoring are not doing so. But look around, there are others. There are other wonderful mentors who do practice behaviors that will lead to dancing through life. So in the form of divine instruction, the power of will works when you allow some peace and quiet in your business meetings. Have you ever been in a meeting? And actually, in our board meetings, years ago when we were getting started, the board was meeting every 2 weeks, and I was new at this. Those of you who are new to us, new to me, the first 5 years of Unity of Pompano, from 2010 to 2015, I was the sole spiritual leader and CEO, so to speak. And James was here as our music director, and we came through it. But there were times where we would get into some deep discussions. And luckily, they never turned really nasty. But I remember one person on our board was Jim Showerty. He was the torchbearer, the light keeper. He would say, "Now, let's just pause for a minute. Let's just pause for a minute." So in your business meetings, in your mind, can you just pause for a minute and see what Spirit would have you do? Your corporation is really a partnership. And here's the kicker. You're the controlling partner. You're partnered with God, but you've heard of free will, right? That's what it means. You have 51%. Now, this is a sobering thought. Your will overrides Spirit's will. Mm-hmm. God will not force you to do anything, even if it would be good for you. And that's why for many years in traditional Christianity, they had the belief in the devil forcing you to do bad things. Well, I got news for you. The devil's right there in your own corporation. It's all those thoughts that are willful and don't want to listen to what might be the higher way, the higher road. So as you think about divine instruction, know that in your partnership, you can give up your controlling interest. You can take 49% and let Spirit lead you, because you can trust in that. Because you know what? Spirit's will is for good. Sharon Connors in this book says, "God's will is for good at all times and in all places." Charles Fillmore, our founder, did write in Revealing Word, which is his little, it's not so little, dictionary of nouns. And under will, he says, "The will is the executive faculty of the mind, the determining factor in man. What man wills or decrees comes to pass in his experience." Fillmore also said that all thoughts go in and out of man's consciousness, passing the gate at which sits the will. So think about it. Think about your patterns, your default patterns. Because if you're not aware of choice, or if you choose not to take the higher choice, you're working on your default pattern, the one that you've trained yourself to be, the one that you say, "It's not my fault, I've always been this way," the one that pops off the first thing that comes into your mind. Now, the wonderful thing is, as we give up that controlling interest and work and practice with listening for divine instruction, those responses become a little more automatic. It becomes easier with practice to respond lovingly, to respond kindly, or at least to not respond and keep the silence, right? So, what is God's will? Brings up a question for some. What is God's will? And sometimes we agonize. We have a decision to make. Oh, I don't know whether I should take this job or not. I don't know whether I should move. What is God's will? And we're asked all the time, what is God's will? God's will isn't that specific. Remember, we live in a field of wonderful opportunities, of wonderful possibilities. What job should you take? What job feels right? What job will enable you to express yourself best of all? What job will give you the most feeling of reward? God's will is for good in all times and all places. And surrendering our will to God's will doesn't in any way mean that we weaken our powers. No. AA and the recovery groups and the counseling and the coaches are all very big on this. It's how you use your abilities. It's surrendering that willful nature and saying, "Thy will be done," in the old-fashioned biblical sense, is a way of saying, "How can I be a channel for infinite good to express through me in whatever I'm doing? Express through me to others, express through me," sometimes you may even have the stage of the world at large. When you trust Spirit and you pause long enough to consider what might be the best choice, what might be God's will, God stretches out to the word good. Good will always make the best choice. Fillmore also said, in this little book where he defined the will and the I am, "The will is the executive faculty of the mind and carries out the edicts of the I am," how we use our personal Christ power. "If the will understands its office, the character and value of every thought are inquired into." That's our ability to ponder, to think about, to reflect, to ask questions. "When the will of man adheres to wisdom faithfully and carries out in its work the plans that are idealized in wisdom, it creates in consciousness a consciousness of harmony and peace. Spirit breathes into such an individual continually the inspiration and knowledge necessary to give superior understanding." It gets back to disciplined practice, practice, practice. A day at a time, a thought at a time. In our prayer breakfast yesterday morning, one of the chaplains shared that she has been, because of our work on the 12 powers, and the chaplains are taking a power a month, she has been much more aware and making a conscious effort to be aware of what power she is using throughout her day, and then making the commitment to use it wisely. And it's made such a difference in her day. So, of course, practice is good. But what about those times when, boom, you're thrown into a challenge, you go through life maybe being aware that you have some choices but not really wanting to spend time on it, much the same way that most of us don't want to get into international competitions in gymnastics. It would take a lot of commitment, a lot of time, a lot of practice. Well, we're not talking about that heavy-duty practice. We can make practice a joy because it spares you that crisis mode when something hits and you become overwhelmed and your mind starts talking to you in negative ways. Practice will snap you out of it. Practice won't keep it from happening. Life is going to happen, but practice will shorten your reaction time. I had a reaction when I realized Lawrence isn't going to be able to speak tomorrow. And I was somewhat overwhelmed. I was angry at him. Why? I mean, the man was hardly able. I hope he's not listening. he was so groggy. And I realized, wow, this is going to be on me. Then I was mad at myself for not thinking about this earlier, but I'd had a very busy week with a number of other challenges that were happening. And all of that flashed through my mind, through the executive committee meeting in my mind. But I've learned to say, okay, I'm in charge here. This is mine to do, and you know what? I want to do it. I'm a Virgo, and so a lot of us have that heavy-duty sense of order, and I'm a list maker, and got to do this, got to do that. And Lawrence catches me every now and then when I say, oh, I need to go see my mom today. And he says, you need to, or are you choosing to? And I'm like, you're right, I'm choosing to. Not only am I choosing to, I want to. So in a few moments' time, not only did I choose to lead the service today, but I looked forward to it. And I began taking my notes and looking for my inspiration. And I even had time for 2 hours with my grandchildren, which is a lesson. Because when we talk about the development of will, the four-year-old, you can catch every week. We see them about once a week. And you can catch what's going on in her world. One particular week, she was using double negatives. I don't want no fish or whatever it was. I don't want no. And so the parents have this, you know, little, we don't talk that way. Most recently, her little four-year-old friend apparently is using language that she hears at home, which is quite sarcastic. And so after asking Leah to do something, she says, seriously? And even worse than that, after a little lecture about why we don't talk like that, the reply is, are you done now? Now, we can laugh because we know we're going to train that out of her. But what about her little friend? What about you? Do you still enjoy that sarcasm? Boy, I sure did for the longest time. I'm so good at it. And the department that's in charge of sarcasm will give you such precise, excellent comebacks, right? But where does that lead us? Does it lead us through dancing through life? Not so much. So, in watching my own two children grow up, of course, some of you know my daughter, Dawn. She's the firstborn. And then Darren came along some years later. Both of them a joy. Some of you know both of them. They're wonderful. But as their dad and I would be doing something else in the house, we would hear Darren assert to his big sister, you're not the boss of me, which would be our clue to listen for a while and see if we needed to intervene. So just asking you today, who is the boss of you? Are you still driven by your six-year-old mentality, your high school mentality, your young adult mentality? Are you still using immature methods and replies and responses? Are you still choosing feelings that get you upset and feeling offended and hurt? These are all misuses of our power of will. When truly our power of will, if given the 49% share and allowing spiritual instruction to come in with wisdom and calm, our power of will ensure our dance through life. So I just want to close with some of the suggestions that are at the end of this chapter on will. How can you come to know God's will for you? Let your inner mantra be, God's will is for good at all times and in all places. Say that to yourself. God's will is for good at all times and in all places. But start with simple things. Look for God's will in the simplest of things. You don't just suddenly go to an Olympics event, right? You start with training first. Some of you that are into running, or we have two triathletes in our midst, training. Start with the simple things. And know the language of spirit. Attune yourself to know how spirit speaks. Spirit is clear. Spirit is peaceable, gentle, open-minded, full of mercy. Thinking about how you can really get even with somebody is not spirit speaking, is it? Spirit produces positive results, and it's sincere. So work on some affirmations and use them throughout your day. Here are a couple. Every day and every way, I seek God's will and follow divine guidance. Every day and every way, I seek God's will, follow divine guidance. Another one is, my divinely guided choices stretch me and grow me into the greatness within me. What greatness within? The greatness that can be ours no matter where we are in life, no matter our age. It's the greatness to dance through life, feeling good, feeling happy, handling each challenge as it comes, keeping your sense of awe, and taking that high road to this happy dance. So God bless each and every one of you, and spread that light and shine your light as we go forward into this week. Thank you. And now, of course, we move to a time to take our offering. If you're home or wherever you may be online listening to us, if you're on Facebook, please go to the website. And those of you on our website, unitypompanobeach.org, there's a donate button right there. It would really make it easy for you and us if you choose to do a recurring payment and set that up and it's done. But if not, hit that button whenever you can and reward yourself. Feel good about the choices you make by choosing the value of spiritual community. When you get up each Sunday morning, you've got the choice to make. Can you tune in to your spiritual community? Can you come here in person? We appreciate each and every one of you who do, and we love and bless all of the many gifts that you give. Those of you who enjoy writing those checks, we love seeing your notes and your checks come in. There is an offering plate here this morning. I want to lead us in the prayer that we've used so often, but it happens to be about good, which is what we're talking about. So as you think about your giving today, let us bless our gifts. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack, and we allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. An ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around us. And so it is. Amen.